My next guest knows a thing or two about running. In addition to running Oriah since 2007, he's a marathon runner. He has run in politics and successfully secured the seat as a Liberal MP for Renfrew-Nipissing Pembroke from 1997 to 2000, and he's going to run again, not only in this week's Boston Marathon, but as the Liberal candidate. The man in the fedora, Peck Cloutier. Welcome to Trot Radio.
Thank you very much, Norm. I'm pleased to be with you this morning.
Well, we're going to miss you as a strong voice for the industry, but hopefully if things go well for you, you'll still be able to advocate for harness racing. What brought on the decision to re-enter politics?
Well, probably, Norm, more than anything else, actually, was my age. I'm 60 years of age, and although, as you just mentioned, I like to think that I'm in decent shape physically, I'm hopefully going to successfully complete the Boston Marathon once again on Monday. But I'm 60 years of age, and there's an aphorism in life that says time and tide wait for no man. And if I don't take the plunge back into the political scene now, I would be deemed too old. To use a rather Ottawa Valley colloquial term, I'd be just an old fart out there trying to get elected. So that's basic, and I've always had a love and a passion for politics, as I have for the horse racing industry. And if things work out, Norman, we cannot really forecast the future. That's for gypsies, I guess, or other prognosticators far smarter than Heck Cloutier. But if it works out and I did get reelected, well, I can guarantee you and anyone else that harness racing, thoroughbred racing, quarter horse racing in general will have a strong voice once again in Ottawa.
You were the executive director of Oriah from 2007 to present. Looking back on your term, what would you say is your biggest accomplishment or one that you're most proud of?
Well, first of all, I'm so proud to have been part of this wonderful organization. It's got great leadership right from the top. Our current president and CEO is Sue Leslie. Before that, it was Hugh Mitchell. We've got a great board of directors, passionate about the industry. But I guess the greatest accomplishment, really, was lobbying the government strenuously, vigorously, to make sure that 20% slot revenue that was dedicated to the horse racing industry when the slot program was initiated back about 12 years ago, that it was maintained. As you know, Norm, that we're in a bit of an economic recession, and governments, by their nature, are always looking around to see if they can grab some extra money, and that 20% will be looking pretty lucrative to them. But we lobbied strenuously and to inform the government of the benefits of the horse racing industry, of what it has done since the influx of the money from slots. And so far, it seems to have resonated and connected with the government, and I'm confident, and Oriah is confident, that 20% will be maintained.
In all fairness, one would have to say that a big part of that success would be attributable to the fact that, I mean, let's face it, you're a Liberal, there's a Liberal government in power in Queen's Park, makes things, if not easier, certainly, well, yeah, let's call it, it makes things a little easier. Now, what happens if Heck Cloutier gets reelected, opposition MP, trying to advocate for the harness racing industry? How more difficult will that be if you're dealing with a government of an opposite political stripe?
Well, I guess a bit of an advantage that I do have, I'm on very good terms with the current Prime Minister, Stephen Harper. I know him exceedingly well. His Minister of Finance, Jim Flaherty, is a personal friend of mine. We've played hockey against one another. We've played hockey together. The Minister of Agriculture, Jerry Ritz, is another personal friend. So it wouldn't be as if I was going back to Parliament Hill and be a non-entity. I know those people very well, and they know me. And, you know, other than the bluster of question period when it's pure theater, all of the work that's done behind the scenes, and if you've got a good relationship with the government of the day, even though it may be of a different political stripe than you, you can really get a lot accomplished.
I'm glad you referred to question period as theater, because as I recall, it was John Turner who referred to question period as theater of the BS.
He could have said Orspador too.
Yeah, that would have worked too. What do you hope to accomplish? I'm speaking within the realm of harness racing and horse racing in general. If and when you do go back to Ottawa, be it as an opposition MP or a member of the government, what's the one pressing issue in this industry you want to bring to the forefront of the government?
Well, excuse the metaphor, I guess, from the thoroughbred and the quarter horse side, but the burr under my saddle for the last 15 years has been the restricted farm loss under the Income Tax Act. I thought I had a deal going with former Prime Minister Paul Martin whenever I was there at the Prime Minister's office, but regrettably it fell apart at the last minute. It is completely and utterly ridiculous that someone in a profession can only write off $8,750 a year against their losses in the horse racing industry. It should be at least $50,000. That is a draconian law that was put in 1953. I mean, at that time you could buy a yearling, a real good yearling, for $4,000 or $5,000. Now we're talking $400,000 or $500,000 for some of the extremely well-bred ones. So that would be my main goal. Not besides, obviously, promoting the industry, which I have done many times in the floor of the House of Commons, but I would like to certainly upgrade the restricted farm loss to $40,000 or $50,000 at the very least, and there's some compelling rationale for it.
Well, you've got some momentum on your side, obviously. The courts have ruled in favor of such an idea in a recent case, but I understand RevCan, as it was called, is going to try and appeal that. So good luck with that. I see what you're saying. It is, by any account, a very draconian measure. Excited about going back into politics. You've got your nomination meeting already held or coming up?
Well, there's still some negotiating going on, but I'm confident and I know, listen, I will be on the ballot in the next election. There's always a little bit of maneuvering behind the scenes, but it's there.
All right. Well, we don't know when the next election will be. Have you heard anything?
No, not really, but I would anticipate, Norm, that it would be this fall. And I believe that the Prime Minister will probably trigger it by bringing forth a poison pill motion in the House, either that or once that the new Governor General is in place and that will be a Harper appointee. As you know, Mikhail Jean, who has represented our country so very well, was an appointee from Paul Martin, so she's looked upon still as a Liberal appointee, and whether you like it or not, that's the way the political system works. So the new Governor General will be appointed by Harper, and I can only imagine that Mr. Harper would say, listen, when I want you to call the election, you call this darn election whenever I want. So if he cannot get the opposition to bring him down in the House, I believe he will trigger it himself. And I guess his easy out is, traditionally, minority governments last about 2 years. The last election was in the fall of 2008, so I anticipate an election in the fall of 2010.
Best of luck, Heck Luce. Thanks for being on Trot Radio.
Thank you very much, Norm. I really appreciate it.